This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've studied Mark 10 together for a number of days and developed the following outline for the material we found. The title, The Key to a God-Blessed Life. We chose verse 16 as the key verse. The three points were in your family, in your personal life, and in your community of believers. We amplified each of these points and discovered that if we are primarily concerned with what we get out of our relationships within marriage, the family, or our faith community, we will forfeit God's blessing upon our lives and the lives of others. If, on the other hand, we lovingly reach out and try to help others by meeting their needs and affirming their strengths and potential, we will open the door for God to pour out His blessings upon them and us. When it comes to our own personal lives, if we want to keep and control what God has entrusted to us, rather than finding out what God has in mind for it, we will forfeit His blessing upon us and others around us. If, on the other hand, we are ready to listen to God for His will to be made clear and respond with faith and simple obedience, we open the door for God to pour out His blessing on us and others. Yes, the key to a God-blessed life is summed up in the words of Jesus quoted by Paul in Acts 20:35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Now that we have heard from God, let's look for ways to do what we know would please and honor Him. As the hymn writer put it, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. If you'd like to review these messages, you can do so by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and clicking on the archives.